It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Dr. Charles Welch was the son of Dr. Thomas Bramwell Welch, a physician and dentist who worked in Vinland, New Jersey during the mid-19th century. In addition to his medical practice, the elder Welch also served as the communion steward for the local Methodist Church. Based on a desire to serve grape juice during communion, the father and son began to experiment with Concord grape juice in 1869, using the pasteurization techniques developed by Louis Pasteur just 4 years earlier. They soon perfected a process for preserving grape juice and began marketing it with the label of Dr. Welch's unfermented wine. The product was developed with churches in mind, and at the time, neither envisioned it could be used as a beverage for the general public. In 1873, Charles Welch bought the business from his father. Afterward, he first came to Westfield to take advantage of the large concentration of Concord grapes that were growing throughout the region. Over the next 20 years, Welch spent his time perfecting a pasteurization process for Concord grape juice. By 1893, he was satisfied with his product, and it was introduced to a wide audience at the World's Fair in Chicago, and it quickly became a popular drink across the nation. In 1897, Charles Welch built the world's first large grape juice plant in Westfield. He also changed the name of the product to Welch's Grape Juice. Westfield quickly became known as the grape juice capital of the world. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.